مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة
كخير الخلق كلهم ورعيها وهي في الأعمال سائمة وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا تصوم كم حسنت لذة للمرء قاتلة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We welcome our listeners to this program. It is Durratul Fardah, Sharhu Qasidatil Burdah. It is the exclusive pearl explaining, detailing the stanzas of Qasidatul Burdah. So we come to stanza number two. First we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. In this stanza, Allama Busayri rahimullah says, أم حبت الريح من تلقاء كاذمة أو أومض البرق أو أومض البرق في الظلماء من إضمي. So, if you just ponder, just to recap, the previous stanza where we started off with, Allama Busayri rahimullah, remember, Amin tadhakkuri jiranim bidhi salam. Is it because of the remembrance of the neighborhood of Dhu Salam? Mazajta dam'an jaramim muqlati bidamin. Mazajta dam'an جَرَامٍ مُقْلَةٍ بِدَمِي. That tears mixed with blood are flowing from this eyeball. Is it because of that neighborhood? So in this stanza here, stanza two, أَمْ حَبَّتِ الرِّيحُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ كَاذِمَةِ. The word أَمْ is being used. If you see أَحْرُفُ الْأَطْفِ, these are from the letters of أَطْفِ. What does this mean? It means in English like how you have conjunctions, joining words, linking words. So, and, because, of, so words like this. Is a conjunction word. So, it's from hurufe atf. And here when you see it's joining to what? It's linking to which word? So it's linking to that word. Remember in the beginning, we said to you, Hamza istifhamia, and that is amin. Is it because of this? So he's trying to track. Allama Busayri rahimullah is attempting to track. What is this here that these tears with blood is flowing from the eye? Is it because of the neighborhood of Dhu Salam? So Dhu Salam, remember we said to you, he is giving us geographical locations. Today we're going to hear two other locations to track who is the beloved of Allama Busayri rahimullah. So here he's saying, Am habbatir rih, or is it because of the wind that is blowing min tilqa'i kadhima, that is blowing from the direction of kadhima? Where is Kadhima? That all we're going to go into now. So we just want to highlight to you, and for those who appreciate Arabic and are learning Arabic, you will appreciate this, that either is you get it in the form of Al-Muttasila, or you get it in the form of Al-Munqati'a. Al-Muttasila, so if you ask this question, Ayyuhuma indak, who is with you? So you say, Azaydun indaka, you're asking the question, is Zayd with you? Am Amrun or Amar, who is with you? So with this you'll notice it has to be linked to something of the previous. It's got to be linked with something that comes before it. And it's linked to what comes after it. If you take any one of the two, it won't fit. This is Al-Muttasila. If you see in the Quran Majid, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks in Surah Yasin, chapter 36, verse number 10. وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. it remains the same for them. You warn them or you don't warn them. أأنذرتهم. See that Hamza istifhamia. أأنذرتهم. You warn them. أم لم تنذرهم. Or you do not warn them. لا يؤمنون. They will not bring iman. So that there that's used, it's connected to what comes before it and what comes after it. This is al-muttasila. So in this explanation here, it is mentioned that al-muttasila has been used. Why? Because it's connected to amin tadhakkuri jiranim. Is it because of the remembrance of the neighborhood of Dhusalam? That is why this tears are falling out. Or is it because of this? Or is it because of this? And what is this? Or is it because of the wind that is blowing from the direction of Kadima? Am al-munqati'a. What is the meaning of this now? Am al-munqati'a. So, muttasila we've done. Al-munqati'a. This year is something where it can stand, it's cut off, it can stand alone. And in this, when it stands like this, it means that it doesn't need to rely or it's not dependent on anything else, it just can stand alone. And then it will give the definition, what you say in Arabic, bal, bal. So bal, if you know, ulaika kal an'am, they are like cattle, then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, bal, bal hum adal. In fact, nay, they are even more deviated than cattle. So that bull. So they, when is used like this, al-munqati'a, it will give the definition of bull. So yes, it can be used in the meaning of bull. So what then? How will it stand alone if it's standing on the meaning of bull? Ay bull, habbati rihu min tilqai kadhima. If you look, let's give you an example of the Quran Sharif, because we said to you that we're constantly going to strive to use the words here to understand the Quran Sharif better, one of our intentions. So if you turn to Surah Sajda, and you turn to the first verse, so chapter 32, Surah Sajda, Alif Lam Mim, تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين أم يقولون افتراه. So أم is being used. أم يقولون افتراه. So you see this أم is used in the meaning أي بل بل يقولون افتراه. أي بل يقولون افتراه. So this year, on the contrary, Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse that the Quran Majid, the Quran Sharif is revealed. The revelation of the Quran Sharif, absolutely no doubt in, from the sustainer of the entire universe. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. But rather, what do they say? They say he has fabricated it. أَيْ يَقُولُونَ بَلْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. Rather than acknowledging it, that there's no doubt in it, they say that he has fabricated it. And then Allah refutes it. بَلْ هُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُ. But it is the truth from your sustainer. In Surah Sajda, in the next verse, بَلْ, the word بَلْ also comes. So there's we've done So here we can say, if is al-munqati'ah, if is disconnected from what we said first, hamza istifhamia, amin tadhakkuri, so then it will mean bal, rather not that, not what we said, that it is the neighborhood of Dhusalam. The actual fact is this year, it is the wind that is blowing in the direction of Kadima. For simple understanding, I don't want to say Zaid came. I want to say Sa'id came. But I want to draw emphasis. Ja'a Zaidun bal Sa'id. Zaid came. Nay, Sa'id came. Zaid supposed to come. Zaid supposed to come. But rather who came? Sa'id came. Just to understand, Zaid is our family, for example. He was supposed to come. He didn't come. You know, if you don't, if you don't attend, I know one person, he met me and he said, my father had no relationship with this person except just greeting here and there. And this person's father passed away. So he said to me, your father never come for the funeral, for the mayat? I said, and this was a few months later. I said, how did you remember in head? Weren't you so in that state of mind? When Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha lost a father, or honorable father, who can compare? That was the master, the mercy sent to the entire universe. You can't compare. But I'm just saying to you, that love, of course, the intensity is going to be much more for Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. But she contained herself, but her focus was, I lost my father. And she recited those couplets, Ya Abata, Ajaba Rabban Da'a, Ya Abata, Jannatul Firdausi Ma'wa, Ya Abata, Ila Jibreel Anan'a. Oh, my beloved father, you've responded to the call of your sustainer. Oh, my beloved father, Jannatul Firdaus is your abode. Oh, my beloved father, we will give the news to Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam used to come. Now we'll give him the news that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has passed away. Look at that. So that focus, attention. But I'm saying to you, when it comes to family members, of course you're supposed to attend the janazah salah. You have to. So he said, he never come. So I'm saying in this example, Ja'a Zaydun, Zayd's supposed to come. He didn't come. Bal Sa'id came. Rather, Sa'id came. So if you're using in the meaning of Bal, it's negating of what came before. We're saying no, not because of that. It's not because of the neighborhood of Dusalam. Rather, it is the winds. Rather, it is the wind that is coming, that is blowing from Kadhima. We continue. Habba yahubbu. It is to make flow. Hububan wa habiban. So this year, habba yahubbu, habban, hububan. So, nasara yansuru. It comes from that bab. Those who understand, who appreciate Arabic. So to go into motion. When you say habbati rih, to blow, hawaka chalna. Now let's look at this next word, arrih. Arrih, if you see in the books of hadith, if you go to Mishkatul Misbah, and you'll see there's a whole chapter, babun fir riyah. So a whole chapter, riyah is the plural of rih. Rih means wind. Riyah means winds. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what would happen when the wind would blow? Look at this hadith, it's beautiful. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, and this narration is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and if you want this narration, you can find it in Mishkatul Misbah. Hadith 15, so it is Hadith 1511. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, قالت, إنما كان يتبسم. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam would only just smile. He just used to smile. فكان إذا رأى غيما. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam would see a cloud, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam would see clouds, أو ريحا, أو wind, أرف في وجهه. You would notice, it would be noticeable from his Mubarak blessed face. So when wind would blow, clouds would blow, clouds would be apparent, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam would fear then what is going to be the situation next. This was the condition of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So on the one end smiling, but when wind and clouds appeared, then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam would fear what's going to happen next. There is a dua which we're supposed to recite for wind. You just go to the next narration in Mishkatul Misbah. The dua is mentioned there. Who is the narrator? Again, Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. So what can we do without Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha? 2,210 ahadith narrated from Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of believers. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أسفت الريح, when the wind would blow in a stormy manner, when إذا أسفت الريح, when the wind was a bit violent, when the wind was stormy, قال Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua, make this supplication. We should learn this supplication. Narration of Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. And I'm saying reference also, you can search your Mishkatul Misbah. The dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa khayra ma ursilat bih wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha wa sharri ma ursilat bih. So let's do it slowly so you can also get it onto your tongue. I gave you the reference. If you want it in Mishkatul Misbah, you will turn to this hadith 1512. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha. O Allah, I plead to you for what is good in it, for what is good in the wind, al-rih we're speaking about. Wa khayra ma fiha, and the goodness that is in it. I ask for its goodness and for the goodness that is in it. Wa khayra ma ursilat bih, and the goodness in which it was sent for. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّهَا, and I seek refuge with you, Ya Allah, from the evil in it, وَشَرِّ مَا فِيهَا, and the evil that is contained in it, وَشَرِّ مَا أُرْسِلَتْ بِهِ, and the evil with which it was sent for. This was the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa khayra ma ursilat bihi wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha wa sharri ma ursilat bihi. Further, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha mentions, wa idha takhayyalat is sama, when the sky would become gloomy in its color, when the sky would become black, gloomy, تَغَيَّرَ لَوْنُهُ, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face color would change. وَخَرَجَ وَدَخَلَ, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exit, enter, وَأَقْبَلَ وَأَدْبَرَ, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would move forwards, backwards, uneasiness prevailing. فَإِذَا مَطَرَتْ سُرِّيَ عَنْهُ, فَإِذَا مَطَرَتْ سُرِّيَ عَنْهُ, and when it would rain, then a كُشِفَ عَنْهُ, meaning that stress, خوف, that fear was gone then when it would rain. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, she notices all this, the change of color in Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face when the winds would blow, the clouds would come. She would notice this, and فَعَرَفَتْ ذَلِكَ عَيْشَةُ, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha notices this, فَسَأَلَتْهُ, and then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha asks Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this. فَقَال, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, look how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam constantly, his heart was embracing the Quran Majeed. فَقَال, لَعَلَّهُ يَا عَيْشَ كَمَا قَالَ قَوْمُ عَادٍ, it is as it may be as the people of Ad when they said, falamma, and this is enshrined in the Quran Majeed. Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about this here. And where is falamma ra'awhu 'aridan mustaqbila awdiyatihim, that when the people of Ad, when they saw a cloud formation coming towards their valleys, qalu, they would say, hadha 'aridun mumtiruna, this is a cloud formation which would give them, this is a cloud formation which would give them rain. This is a cloud formation which would give them rain. This is what Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, and this was her response, her query, and the response given by Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This verse is mentioned in, it is in Suratul Ahqaf. Suratul Ahqaf is chapter 46, verse 24. They saw a cloud. They said, no, this cloud is for us. this cloud is going to be beneficial for us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he saw clouds, it would cause fear, because he didn't know, is this a cloud which is going to bring beneficial rain or not? And then towards Wafi riwayat, in another narration, wa yaqulu idha ra'a al-matar, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would see rain, he would say rahma. He would plead, supplicate, rahma, make it a blessing, ya Allah, rahma. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability. You see, our hearts have to constantly go back to sunnah. When we see clouds, what happens? We're just oblivious. We don't even care. We don't even bother. But for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it would change his face color, constantly worried what is going to happen. What is going to happen? Now there's a discussion here. Ar-rih, when it comes in the singular, like how it came, am habbati ar-rihu min tilqa'i kadhima. So ar-rih means a single wind. Rihun, a single wind. And riyah is the plural, many winds. So here it is mentioned, when we see rihun in its singular, then it means blessings. And when it comes, where rihun in its singular, it means adab. And ar-riyah, when it comes in the plural, then it means blessings. It's similar to, you say, you know, when something is mixed, then it's not so potent. But when it's one, it's direct, it's all together, so then that is now, it's going to be more dangerous, just to understand it. So when we come to this narration now, we need proof for what we're saying. So how do we justify? Where's the proof, evidence for this? So stick with Mishkatul Misbah, and you're going to turn to the narration. Narration, Hadith 1519. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Who was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu? Ra'isul Mufassirin, Bahrul Ulum. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam once asked, who placed this utensil to utilize the water for wudu? Who placed it? So some say Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, another narration says Qultu, which means I said, the narrator said, which is Ra'isul Mufassirin, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And he said Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He said Ibn Abbas, we say radiallahu anhu. Radiallahu anhuma, because his father too, honorable father too. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam then looked through khidmah, through assistance, he gets this dua. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma allimhu al-hikmah. Oh Allah, grant him the understanding of hikmah. Another narration, Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma allimhu al-kitab. Give him the understanding of the Quran Majid. Allahumma faqihhu. Oh Allah, give him the true understanding of deen, of sharia. And that is why he's known as Bahrul Ulum. Mufassir, Ra'isu, the head of the Mufassirin. He makes istidlal, he goes and says, here's the evidence. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu first says, Ma habbat rihun qattu illa jathan nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala rukbatayhi. No wind blew except that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would kneel and make dua on his knees. He would kneel and make dua on his knees. What dua would Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make? He would say, Allahumma j'alha rahma wa la taj'alha adhaba. Oh Allah, make it a mercy and do not make it an adhab. So still our question is, how do we know that ar-rih is for punishment and a riyah is good news, glad tidings. Yeah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues with the dua, Allahumma ja'alha. Remember, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on his knees. Allahumma ja'alha riyaha wa la taj'alha riha. Oh Allah, make it riyaha, make it many winds. Make this wind many winds and do not make it a single wind. So if you put the dua together, first Rahma was mentioned. So tie it up, Rahma and Riyah. So when it is Riyah, because Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make it Riyah, make it many winds. Make it many winds. So there is Rahma. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا عَذَابًا, do not make it a punishment. And the last portion of the dua, وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا رِيحًا. So put the two and two together. What we say that rihan is adab, rihan is adab, and riyahan, the plural of it, is for rahma. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu gives you hadith, the dua. Qala ibn Abbasin fi kitabillahi ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, okay, let's give you more. Let's go to that. Thalikal kitabu la rayba fih. To substantiate his evidence, to furnish his evidence, he goes now to the verse. And this verse, you find it in Suratul. You'll find this verse in the Quran Sharif, Quran Majid, chapter 54, verse 19. Suratul Qalam. Suratul Qalam, chapter 54. And you turn to verse number 19. Inna arsalna alayhim rihan sarsara. Verily, we sent upon them a furious wind. See, the word rihan, singular, was used. Furious wind. So that is to denote punishment. Turn to Surah Dhariyat, chapter 51, verse 41. I'm not quoting. It is Bahrul Ulum. And this is Sayyiduna Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who's quoting the next verse. Wa arsalna alayhim ar-riha al-aqim. So yeah, and we sent, Allah Azawajal is saying in this verse of Surah Dhariyat, verse 41, and we sent upon them a barren wind. A barren wind. The barren wind means what? Barren from what? Barren from benefit. So ar-rih is used again for to denote punishment. Okay, so two verses to prove, to substantiate that ar-rih is used for punishment, singular. But let's see now. Plural, riyah is used for benefit. Where's our proof then? So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu quotes two verses then. He goes here and he says, look at Suratul Hijr, verse 22. وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ لَوَاقِحْ. So, أَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ لَوَاقِحْ. That's where. So this is chapter 15, verse 22. We sent fertilizing winds, beneficial winds, fertilized لَوَاقِحْ, fertilizing winds we sent. Then let's go to another verse to substantiate that ar-riyah is to prove benefit. Plural is for benefit in terms of riyah. Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30, verse 46. Ay yursila ar-riyaha mubashirat. And we sent winds. We sent winds. And he sent winds, mubashirat, giving glad tidings. Ay yursila ar-riyaha. And he sent, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent winds, mubashirat, to give glad tidings. So this is beautiful. Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the understanding. So this, I gave you the reference for it. And now we come here. We gave you the du'as. We gave you the proof to say ar-rih, punishment, ar-riyah for benefits, beneficial wind. Can you curse the wind? Can you curse the wind? What's the consequences if you do so? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warns us here too. That in one narration, لا تسب الريح, do not swear the wind. لا تلعن الريح فإنها مأمورة, do not curse the wind because it is commanded. And look, here's a principle. وأنه من لعن شيئا ليس له بأهل رجعت اللعنة عليه. When a person curses something that is not deserving of a curse, that curse backfires on that person who cursed. من وأنه من لعن شيئا ليس له بأهل رجعت اللعنة عليه. And when a person curses something which is not deserving of a curse, then that curse backfires on that person. How sad it is today. Mothers are cursing their children. Husbands are cursing their wives. Wives are cursing the husbands. This backfires if that person is not deserving of it. And go one step further. If that person is deserving of it, still, when it comes to family members and that, you should stay far away from this, because that harm is going to cause you pain, because ideally you love your children. Now you are the very cause of those children being cursed and then punishment falling upon them. So we should stay away from this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a stern warning that do not curse. If you see, Prophet Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Wali Sulaiman al-Rih. Sulaiman alayhi salam was given Asifa, Wali Sulaiman al-Riha Asifa. He was given that violent, that powerful winds. Tajri bi amrihi ila al-ardi allati barakna fiha. To flow under his command to the land which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the royal pronoun, royal plural, to say, we blessed its precincts. This was Sulaiman alayhi salam. If you want reference for this, you will turn to chapter 21 and you're going to turn to the verse 81. Suratul Anbiya, and you're going to turn to verse 81. Wali Sulaiman al-Riha Asifa. Sulaiman alayhi salam was given this powerful winds, violent winds, and it would flow under his command to the land that we blessed its precincts. So let's put this together. Amhabbati al-Rih, go back to stanza 2. So, or was it because of the wind, min tilqa? Tilqa means what? Tilqa means direction. Reference for this, turn to Suratul Qasas, verse number 22. Musa alayhi salam, when he was going away, he was leaving Egypt and he was heading towards Midian. He was heading towards Midian. So when Musa alayhi salam, he was heading in the direction of Midian. Tilqa is used. So tilqa, to appreciate, for those who love Arabic will appreciate this, that there's only two words that come on the scale, tif'al. So it is tilqa and tibyan. Tilqa and tibyan. These are the two words that only comes on this scale of tif'al. So tilqa and tibyan. So moving forward, amhabbati rihu min tilqa, is it because of the wind that comes from this direction? Which direction? Kadhima. Kadhima, where is Kadhima? Some say Kadhima is a place close to Medina. Some say Kadhima is a dam, which is a nahar, which is close to Medina Munawwara. So in essence, we can say it is a place close to Medina Munawwara. And some have mentioned that Kadhima is actually in Medina Munawwara. So if you want references for this, you can find it. You just turn to Ad-Durratul Farda, Sharhu Qasiratil Burda. All references are there. But however, we know this is a place that is in Medina Munawwara or close to Medina Munawwara. And to to reconcile all of this, we say it was before outside, now they counted it as part of it, part of Medina Munawwara. So now we're getting closer to who the beloved of Allama Busayri Rahimullah is. Next, so Kadhima we've mentioned to you. Let's go to the last portion of the stanza. أو أومد البرق في الظلماء من إضمي. O is used again. We're still trying to identify what is bringing these tears mixed with blood that is flowing from his eyes. So he says, oh, or is it because of this? Oh, mother, it comes from the word wamada, wamada yamidu. So what's this here? It means to strike, flash. Al-barq is lightning. Fid-dhalama'i is darkness. So the dark, when something, if you go on a clear cut, a clear dark night, meaning there's load shedding, total blackout, no lights are on even, you'll see this beautiful stars in the sky. It shows out more. So there is the, why vid-dhalama'i has been used, darkness, a dark night. Or is it because of the lightning? Is it because of the lightning flashing in the darkness, min idami? And idami is another place. And this place is in Medina Munawwara. So now you can see from we went to Dhu Salama, then we moved to Kadhima, now idam. Now it's becoming more and more clearer who Allama Busayri Rahimullah's beloved is, and that is Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Medina Munawwara, it is mentioned. Who rests in Nabi Kareem sallallahu, who rests in Medina Munawwara. Just to come to the end of this year, what is the different names for Medina Munawwara, since it's clear where we are heading towards? We are now in Medina Munawwara in terms of our stanza. So what are the names of Medina Munawwara? So it is mentioned in Wafa'ul Wafa that there are 94 names of Medina Munawwara. If you see one, let's go through a few. Ardul Hijra. Our Hijra calendar, you know, it started from the Hijra towards Medina Munawwara. So that plays a big role. Baytul Rasul. Baytul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The house of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, another name. Al-Habibah, another name for Medina Munawwara. Al-Mahbubah, another name for Medina Munawwara. Another name, Haramu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the haram of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another name, Al-Iman. Another name, Tawbah. Another name, Tawbah. Another name, Tawbah. Tawbah. Another name, Tayyibah. Another name, Al-Mutayyibah. Another name, Al-Asimah. Another name, Qubbatul Islam. Another name, Al-Mubarakah. If you want to see more names, you go and you see in this kitab, Wafa'ul Wafa' bi akhbari daril Mustafa. May Allah Azawajal grant us tawfiq and understanding. This was stanza number 2. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in this love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite durood in abundance. Recite durood in abundance. Why must you do so? Because, remember, it is the narration of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, and he asks Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of time must I stipulate for taking out for Durood Sharif? The hadith, it comes, Salah. Look in the verse of the Quran Sharif. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Sallu. Salawat. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu asks Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, quarter, half, third. Eventually, each juncture, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, good, but if you increase it, it will be better. Eventually, Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu asked, all my time for sending salutations upon you, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَن تُكْفَى هَمُّكْ إِذَن تُكْفَى هَمُّكْ وَيُغْفَرْ لَكَ ذَنْبُكْ. If you do so, all your worries will be gone. All your depression is gone. Instead of being put in the state of depression, look, Allama Busayri rahimullah is in such a dire state of need and sickness is gripping him, paralyzed limbs, and yet his concern is about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When this took place, and he is now putting together these couplets, it just used to flow naturally. Putting together, for us to say it means like, you know, constructing a building or something. No, it just used to flow naturally. And there he wakes up, the shawl. He sees the shawl. Limbs are now cured and he's able to walk. Idhan tukfa hammuk, your worries are gone. Remember Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُغْفَرْ لَكَ ذَنْبُكْ, your sins will be forgiven. When you practice, what happens? You become yuhbibkumullah. Allah makes you beloved. You practice on the lifestyle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So tie this all together. There's a purpose why we've been sent. And that is to, it's like a person says to you, you know what? I want to present to BMW this particular model. So he presents it to BMW. BMW sends him back, says, you know what, you must present a model. That model with all the features and everything. Then you come, you bring it back to us. So he goes, he develops the model, he shows how this feature works, everything. Well presented now. They say, okay, now we're producing it. This will be the model for everyone that comes after this, for BMW. Forget BMW. This priceless insan, for it to become so effective, it needs to become efficient, for insan to reach its peak, it needs to follow the sunnah. For the peak of enjoyment, you need to follow sunnah. Yuhbibkumullah. Allah makes you beloved. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, sins forgiven. This is the benefits of following the sunnah. This is why we do this. It's not for no reason. So that this love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can settle in. Now to practice becomes easier. Allah azza wa jalla had created Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy for the entire universe. When this insan will follow in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's footsteps, success follows. You yourself, will be at that level of satisfaction. Take eating on a chair and take eating on the floor, a world of difference. When I first was introduced to eating on the floor, I said, this is something beautiful. The food is the same, but when it's on the floor, according to the sunnah way, eating or reading the du'as, masnoon du'as, it's a different taste altogether. There was this one Mulana from Canada. I'll just share with you this and we'll end, inshallah. Mulana Dawood, I think his surname was Cox, revert. He explained to us his whole change, how he reformed. And he mentions this incident. He says, once we went to this doctor. Now he's still searching, the heart is yearning. And he sees this doctor is eating with his fingers, licking his fingers. Now you and I will feel shy. We feel, hey, kuffar, are you around? We're in the corporate world. We must eat with fork and knife. No. He was attracted to this. He said, I fell in love with this. And I said, this then drew him closer and closer to Islam. See, we mustn't have this inferiority complex. We must have this confidence, no matter who, my sunnah But that's my lifestyle. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
حساب عشياني في القسم مولاي صل وسلم دائما.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.